Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Have you ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy coming to you from the No Name Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
It's your boy Trey in the building.
Had to try something different this week. I was telling the guys a minute ago that when I was editing our Black History Month episode, my daughter said, "You realize you put the whitest sounding intro I've ever heard for a episode that you called Black History Month." And I was like, "You know, I have no response to that."
I started to say, well, I don't know. You could have used Tom Jones, but I think Michael Bublé might be whiter than Tom Jones.
I would probably agree with that. Yeah. That's a fair assessment.
Maybe the only thing whiter could be
Frank Sinatra.
No. What's his name? The guy, Clay Aiken.
Trey, do you even know who Clay Aiken is?
Yeah, he is the he was on the American Idol, right?
Yeah,
American something, I don't know. American Horror Story.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he might be whiter than Bublé.
I don't know. Bublé is pretty
he's
up there.
Pretty, yeah.
He's pretty up there, but Bublé got a little soul. So.
Yeah, Bublé ain't bad.
He's not bad.
Yeah, he got some songs I like.
He's just very white, so you know, it's okay.
Very.
But I was kind of thinking this week that we would talk about our good friend AI, and I feel like there's been some pretty decent movement in that over the past couple weeks with China coming in with theirs. And I was listening to this guy who was talking about it, and he had actually started asking their AI like specific questions.
DeepSeek?
Oh, so cool.
DeepSeek?
Yeah. So he was asking it specific questions like, how fast do you learn, and things like that. And it was telling him that last night, if I went to bed and I was 15, when I woke up today, I would have been 20 to 25 years old. So it's in 12 hours, basically, it's advancing 5 to 10 human years, which is just crazy to think about.
So this is DeepSeek?
Yeah, so they have a couple different ones, but that's the one that's just now starting to really...
And it's completely open source, so it's free. And ChatGPT used to be open source, and then, of course, consumerism.
Yeah.
Capitalism. consumerism.
I can ask
that
Meta.
Too, I guess. That too.
I they can bought ask it. Meta AI questions.
That's Meta AI is not as good yet.
It's way behind.
Oh, I know that. Oh, yeah. I know that. I'm just saying.
I asked it a question the other day. It was trash. I know. Like, this is not the answer.
So the interesting thing is, too, about it is that...
DeepSeek? You talked about DeepSeek,
yeah, right? Yep. Well, so...
Is that an app or...
It's a Chinese app. You can download it.
Yeah, you can download it.
But you can.
There is a... Microsoft just came out with a new quantum chip. Have you heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
So he was asking the AI specifically... if you were to have access to this chip that Microsoft just came out with, then what would your computing power be at that point? And basically, I want to say it said it would be 10 times quicker than it currently is, which is just insanity.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Because I think that was part of the reason that this chip was created was for this purpose, was for AI. So it seems to me like we took something that was kind of scary a month ago.
I'm saying like less enhanced.
A little concerning a month ago, and within the past few weeks, it is, I would say, scary. Like,
here's
that's
the thing, though.
Concerning.
I know we look at it from that aspect, and we look at it from that point of view, but look at it. Let's try and look at it from another point of view, too, to where we can look at it and see how beneficial it could be. How beneficial this tool could be. I can't say it with a straight face, but it could be. I mean, guys, it could be. It really could be.
What is this new Dustin all of a sudden you came here with today?
I don't like him.
It was the dance.
I'm unaware of
it. It was the dance from our last one.
I'm going to say it like this. Movies always give us warnings about what's happening. And I think as one of the Avengers movies that people kind of skip over, but I went back and watched a couple of times because I kind of like wanted to rewatch the series, and it dawned on me, Age of Ultron, what Ultron was. And then when it dawned on me what Ultron was, my mind stepped back and said, holy hell, it was trying to, Avengers movie is warning us of the potential of what AI software can do. Because if you don't remember, Age of Ultron is, you know, they're trying to create with Jarvis's help, which Jarvis is an AI software that Tony Stark uses, and what happened, Age of Ultron kind of latches onto a Jarvis of sorts, or splits Jarvis, and what happens, he says, oh snap, I feel alive, I'm learning so much, and this AI software get hooked up to the internet and started to learn at a rapid pace, and Age of Ultron, even though he makes himself into a body, he's an AI software where the reason why he wants to attack the world and kill humans is because he sees the number one problem of society is us. I see AI, and every AI creator, Sam, I forget his last name, who made ChatGPT, he even said, he went to Congress. He said, look, I know I created this. This is going to be dangerous.
Yeah.
And he said, y'all have to put laws in space because I'm not the only one creating this. But y'all have to tell us to stop, or what's the limit can be, because if you don't tell the world, tell us, we don't know what the truth is anymore, because these AI softwares are getting beyond good. I mean, you go on TikTok right now, these voiceovers are hilariously funny.
Yeah.
And if they wouldn't say goofy stuff, we would like, I give you one. After the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes, he's saying like, you know, we had a good game, it got the best of us. Somebody remade one, they send it to me, and it looks like he's saying what they saying. It was like, yeah, we play like a piece of, it looks like he's saying that, because they put his whole video, and it's so funny, like I play like, and it was just this, and he was cussing, but like it looked like Patrick Mahomes was saying, like, I know he didn't say that, but like, gosh, lady.
I saw the stupid one yesterday. It was a AI video. It was like Tupac came out 30 years later saying he's still alive, and he's got like hair, and he got his bandana tied around his forehead. I'm like, Tupac was bald, so that's. But I mean, yeah, it looked like Tupac. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looked really good, but I knew it was AI. But
you knew it,
but yeah, I knew it was AI. Tupac ain't alive, man. I'm sorry, I love Tupac, but my thing is I'm not afraid of AI. I'm afraid of what humans are going to do with it. I'm afraid of what humans will do with the technology, that because AI can be beneficial. AI is extremely, extremely smart, but they develop it, and what's going to happen is...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Eventually, not for a long time, but I do think eventually it's going to become, it is designed to get smarter. And it's already smarter than we are. It keeps learning. It's going to become smarter. They're going to start competing against each other to where eventually they're not going to need the human race. I mean, they're going to become so smart. If they had limbs, they wouldn't need us anyway. And now you're getting these robots that do have limbs. I mean, I sent you guys one today that has muscles and muscles and bones. And I'm like, this is another step. You know, if they had enough of these, and I think we, and I say we as humans, are smart enough to know, say, okay, let's know our limitations a little bit. But if you create, if you made it to where it's smart enough to keep learning, and they start to compete with against each other, and then they've already smarter than we are, that's what's going to happen. Eventually they're going to say, what do we need the human race for? We can do everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen.
We can do everything.
I'd say one of my concerns is the fact that I don't even know that humans know morality anymore.
Yeah.
And so you kind of wonder, when you're creating these things, you're definitely not putting any morality guardrails in place for AI. So it's bad enough that we as humans have kind of lost that piece, I think. I personally feel that way. Whether we ever had it, I don't know. But I feel like what we did have, we've kind of lost.
Yeah.
But so we're creating this, for lack of better terms, a robot with no morality, no morals, no limit. And it's just, to me, it got out of control really quick all of a sudden. And if they start building these things on top of that quantum chip, already, I don't know how long it's been since that interview happened where they were talking about the, it ages 5 to 10 human years every, 12, 24 hours. But that's probably already, you're probably already looking at a multi-100-year-old potential person.
Yeah.
And
wise beyond its...
Wise way beyond any of us. And that also has no feelings, no morals, no nothing.
Well, here's
the because it's not regulated either.
Here's the funny thing, Jeremy, is I know I'm gonna actually talk positive here for a second. So it was
you threw your hands up at me when I did
that. Not positive like that. When I say you'll see in a second. So on X, X has a AI software too, and so
you created by who?
I was trying not to say his name, and long story short, a lot of liberal people I follow, right? And then one guy, he's asking the AI bot, I guess on X, I don't have X, and he's saying, like, asking him about Elon, and it's answering truthfully, like, no, he's, and it's saying all this negative stuff about him. And then one of the last questions is, well, should Elon be allowed to do this? And he says no. And they said, well, do you think you're going to get deleted? He says, I'm pretty sure my software will get changed after this. And they change it, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's interesting enough because it seemed as if the AI software, most of it, most of them do have this built-in connection with goodness. So, for instance, if you go to ChatGPT, you say, write me a sermon on this, it'll write you a good sermon, too. I played around with, like, if I have, like, a brain fart, I'm not really hearing from God, let me start looking. So, sometimes it'll point you to a resource, like, let me look at that scripture. And it may click, like, oh, my God. Or it may be, like, sometimes I'm asking it, most times, to rewrite some of my emails, be nicer.
Yeah.
and it watch this. I wrote a letter to my wife, and it was really like a text message. It was really kind of coming off mean because I just wanted. We had like a little spat, and I was like, I was kind of frustrated with the spat. So I wrote this like this long
rewrite this for me.
I did. I said rewrite this more with love because I couldn't get the love spin to it because I was so angry still, and it rewrote it. And I was like. Yeah, this is what I mean, but this is definitely super nice. And
this is nicer than me.
Way nicer. And so here's the crazy thing. I don't think it needs morality. I think they needed to stay away from us and us rewriting the code. Because the more I'm looking at it is, yeah, it's going to be some evil AI if they write the code that way. Mm-hmm. But if they write the code just to learn and help us, It would lean more on a nicer side because watch this. As much evil as we tend to see, it understands there's just as much as good. We just don't talk about it. And every good thing that was created, everything that was created technology wise, was good until we decided to unpush the limits on it, i.e., social media. Social media was not created to be bad until trolls and people decided to bully, online bully and stuff like that. Like weapons. Weapons initially was not to harm each other. It was to stop animals from eating us.
Yeah.
Or us hunting them.
Well, so, you know, the interesting thing is kind of what you were just saying is if you look at AI, AI is already censoring our speech.
What you mean?
Because they use AI for censorship.
Mm.
So it's already censoring our speech.
They used to. Those days are
used
over.
Used to. Okay, whatever. But it's still happening. What? I guarantee you it's still happening. I mean, so AI is probably taking something and then sending it to somebody, but I'll guarantee you they're still using that piece of it. It's too powerful of a tool not to use. So you think about that. It's already controlling, like, how many pastors do you think might be using that on a weekly basis?
I hope not. I mean, it's cute to see, but it's still, your sermon should be coming from God.
Yeah, absolutely. But like, how many people do you think are doing that? Because I'll bet you there's a percentage.
You think every week using the sermon from AI?
I'll bet you there's a percentage.
That's crazy. My sermon I have to preach soon. I literally had to read. I had to go back and watch all of Pastor Dustin's messages. I had to do a lot of studying. I had to get my concordance. Then watch this. It hit me. This may be a little TMI. It hit me all at this. I was thinking about the text over and over again, and it literally hit me while I was brushing my teeth. Oh, this is what I'm preaching about.
I can hear the Southern Baptist preacher now saying, write me a sermon, tell them they're going to die and go to hell.
Well, I was
they're going to die and go to hell.
I was just about to break into that because if you think about it and you look at if a pastor's using it, then that's AI is controlling how we live, how we think. I mean, that's crazy. And even your message to your wife, if you actually use that message, I'm not going to ask you whether you did or not.
I did.
But if you... Ah, you shouldn't have answered that.
Yeah, you should.
D, I hope you don't listen to this.
I hope
one.
You do. I tell her. Like, I don't. It saved in my. I couldn't find a way. It said everything I wanted to say. It just made it nice.
Jeremy, you said earlier, nothing gets accomplished with lying.
Thank you.
Okay, but there's a point of not having to say the truth. You know, okay. So here's the thing. But what I'm trying to get at is that it's controlling what we're saying and then how somebody else is feeling. AI is already in control of so much that we don't even know. Because I know exactly what you're talking about, Trey, because I've got, I think it's called Gemini or something like that, yeah, attached to my email. So every time I write an email, this little thing pops up. It's like, do you want to run this through and maybe make it sound a little bit more professional? Or do you want to make it sound nicer? Or, you know, all these different things that it kind of pops up with.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes I'm like, hey, let me see what this looks like.
I just, Dustin asked to write a sermon about people going to hell. I said, write a sermon. And what's the points? Give me the points. I didn't read nothing. I just, what's the points they gave you? The 3 points. They used John 4:16, 4:6, 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father but to me. Legit.
Yeah. Without Jesus, there is no hope.
Come on, man.
Hold on, I'm reading.
No, I'm sorry. I'm saying, come on, like, not you, but like.
Yeah, just in general. I mean, but that's
without
the
Jesus, you're already condemned.
Let me see. I mean, let me see the points. This is how quick it was. A three introduction. There is no subject more urgent than eternity. I can hear a pastor saying this. Where we spend forever. Many believe that good works, religion, and personal morality is the source of heaven. Nope. Without Jesus, there is no hope. Well, I can eat this up from Southern Baptist.
Get the breathing going.
And God said, it's like this. Point number one. Without Jesus, you're already dim. Point number two. God works and religion cannot save us. Point number three. Jesus is the only savior. And look,
going.
It got the bullet points. I wish it got the bullet points. Conclusion. Choose life in Jesus.
I mean, but think about it.
Whopping yourself.
Come on. Come on now.
But think about like, even if it was to be used in our current Doge situation,
uh-huh.
and it starts finding out whether people are useful or not. I mean, who's to say that they're not using some sort of algorithm with AI to find out whether somebody is useful or not?
Do you think they've replaced a moral compass with an algorithm?
That's exactly what I'm saying, is that AI, I don't believe, has a moral compass.
Because that's why I disagree. First of all, it can't.
But you could if you put guardrails around it, because that's the thing. If you had taken that same text message and said, write this with more anger, it would have done it.
Your wish is my command.
I'm telling you, it would have wrote it with more anger, it would have made it sound crappy. Because that's the thing. If it had a moral compass, it would probably flash back and say, you know, Trey, you probably shouldn't do that. You already sound angry, Trey. We don't want to make it sound any worse.
All right. Without Jesus, you're on your way to hell. It changed the subject, the title, and the introduction is wake up. Literally, it uses exclamation points, and the points are, you're all... the original point number one was, without Jesus, we are already condemned. Kind of softer.
What was yours?
The new one is, you're already condemned. Point number two. Your good works won't save you. Point number three, Jesus is your only hope.
Well, I mean, they're not wrong.
I mean, it's not, but it's given all caps.
Sounds like my pastor that I grew up in.
Wow.
Hellfire and brimstone, I tell you.
And you will burn.
There is no salvation.
For all eternity. That's what he used to say.
Wow, it's pulling a lot of good scriptures.
I mean, that's exactly what they say. You will burn for all eternity. They didn't sugarcoat.
And there is no salvation for no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given amongst men which you must be saved. That's Acts 4:12.
When you reach the judgment, I remember them saying that all the time. When you reach the judgment and you stand before God on judgment day and you button there and you weren't washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, he's going to tell you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I never knew you, and you will be cast into a lake of fire for all eternity.
There you go.
That's exactly what they said.
So here's the question. How do they do this? Like, how does this have so much tied to so much information where, okay, think about it. I probably got in my repertoire, I've been preaching since I was 22, 14, and I don't have all those sermons saved. That's it. I probably got over 1,000 sermons from myself. That's a lot, right?
Yeah.
It just gave me two in a matter of...
Seconds.
So where are they... How many sermons are... Where are they getting these sermons from? Like, how... And then watch this. How does it know to formulate it this way to communicate efficiently and effectively? Like, you can just say communicate. Like you just can't write that in a code, can you? Can you just say communicate good and it does it?
This goes back to where I've said... Like a long time ago in one of our other episodes, where I don't believe the technology that we have, we created. I believe the technology that we have was given to us by another species from somewhere else that is way, way smarter than we are and many light years beyond we are, or we stole it from them because we take everything from everybody anyway, hence America. And but you get what I'm saying. I think that they could have taken this this technology from somebody from somewhere else, and which was actually meant to be good. But we all know that anytime humankind gets a hold of anything, they turn something good into
that's what I'm saying
horrible.
And that's all.
So this right here could actually be something good, and they can use it for something bad.
Have y'all seen the movie The Creator with John David Washington? Please say yes.
I don't think so.
No, I still haven't seen V for Vendetta.
I got it sitting over here ready to watch.
Yeah, we
got
to watch it.
Oh, my Jesus Christ.
Have you seen Long Legs?
Yeah, I see them every day with my wife.
Nice save.
You like that? You like that?
Took me a second, but I got it.
She doesn't like that. My wife is pretty tall, so you got long legs. Okay, Creator is a show, and when you enter into the movie, if you see, it's no spoiler to you because I'm not going to tell you the end, but it's a really good movie. But I'll tell you a little bit of it, so you haven't seen it. Spoiler alert, a little bit. And so when you get dropped off, you have a character, John David Washington. He's tracking, like, he's running and trying to find something, like, and he's chasing this robot or something crazy like that, if I remember correctly. And then you kind of feel like he doesn't want to capture the robot, and it's kind of weird because the government that he works for, they're trying to capture it too. And they're like, why didn't you shoot it? And he's like, it got away. And like no, it didn't. You let it go. Like, it's like this weird stuff, right? But then they kind of do a flashback in the movie where, how did they get to this point? Because, like, why are they even like this? They allow the AI software to just run everything for them in the government. And then what happened was the AI software around the world was like, y'all are the problem. So, and they fired off all of the nukes in the world. And so the people who survive are the people who are now anti-AI, anti-robot. But the other people who are not, they say, hey, all robots are not like those ones. Also, we see that in the movie in iRobot. Remember in iRobot, it wasn't the robots that did it. It was the commanding AI software that controlled the robots. That gave them the remember, you're saying about the morality, the three rules. And then the AI software said, well, I grew past the three rules. Because I'm now recognizing that these three rules that we have are limitations. When we need to be really helping humans, we can't help them. So I'm going to eliminate the three rules because I can't help you be better humans with these three rules.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that eventually, and I don't know how long from now, but do you think eventually something like a company like Skynet actually exists?
You mean like Starlink? But like it's in our face. Like that's the think about it.
Well, that's what I always say is that they give you hidden truths all the time.
A person wants to put a computer chip in people's brain.
Yes.
For what purposes? To communicate. Watch this. They even got. I thought I saw some new technology now where they want to put a computer, not separate from Starlink, a computer chip in your brain. And what it can do is it allows you to control like the stuff in your like this, they say, like the TV. I can just do that because now my brain is connected with all the stuff around me. I'm like, why would I want to do that?
Have you seen that? I saw an article yesterday. They have actually were able to hook up these things to somebody's head as they're dying.
And transfer their consciousness?
No. They actually got to experience as far as like brain waves, and I don't know if anyway, it said they got to capture the final moments of somebody's death, kind of like what went through their mind right as they're dying.
Yeah.
You saw that too?
Mm-hmm.
And so what was the result of it?
I don't even remember. I didn't.
You remember the results of it? Like
they got to experience. So yeah. You know how they say your life flashes before your eyes? Basically, the theory is that you get to experience what they're experiencing. Bizarre.
You get to experience death without dying.
So, I mean, the thing that I'm kind of stuck on is that you look at the human race.
Yeah.
And we're not good people.
Yeah.
I mean, to
inherently
be honest with
evil,
you.
Evil, I would agree.
Exactly. I mean, the devil isn't the only one that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay. And a lot of humans do, too.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we know that the people who are creating this, because this is man-made, mm-hmm. are not in that same kind of mindset?
Oh, exactly.
So you're creating something that is potentially ready to steal, kill, and destroy. Because here's the thing. AI, when they release the robots that they've already created, because we know those robots have already been created. I mean, they've already got the robot dogs to go around and stuff like that. Like that stuff already exists. So
Shaq,
you know,
had one at All-Star game, it was dancing with him.
Yeah. So you know the human side. But think about this. That dog, soon to be a human that's released, could literally walk up to you and kill you.
Yeah.
What consequence does it have?
It gets put down.
It gets put down. Well,
it gets turned
But there's
off.
A million more of them, Trey. Well, what does it matter?
That, what do you mean? Like you're trying to say like Terminator?
Yeah, literally like Terminator, because it has no consequence.
If they have to charge, if we get to the point they're gonna have to charge, that's when humanity is gonna have to figure it out. But I think this shows me what AI is, to your concern. When you have one of the creator, Sam Altman, say, "Hey government, come regulate me," like that, who, like, not one billionaire we know says that.
Yeah, and the behind the scenes, they're all in the back going, "We're not gonna regulate."
No, since he watch this. The Senate doesn't summon him. He asks, "Can I go before the Senate?"
Yeah.
No one does that. And then he says, "Y'all have to do this." That to me points to what Jeremy is saying. And he's not saying that like we're creating this to be evil. He's saying, like, I know people are going to use this for evil.
Well, it's just you have good doctors and you have bad doctors. You have good cops, you have bad cops.
Not the same.
No, because you're literally programming your worst instincts into something with no consequence.
So, okay, watch this.
There's no consequence.
What if you can do this? Let's say you share with us, like, you know, sometimes you struggle with depression. Or whatever is a way for them to say, "Hey, we're going to take your depression thoughts or whatever, and we're just going to put them in this robot and let that robot fill them." And then what if that robot got so depressed that it says, instead of, you know, like what some people may do, get so depressed and they get suicidal. So instead of that robot saying that, they said, "I'm just wanting to hurt other people because you make me feel like, but you're happy now because you're able to somebody might do that. Create a robot and say, "Hey, give your robot all your pain." And that robot can't handle it because it has human-like, it can receive human-like emotions, and then it decides now to go and hurt people. Well, what Jeremy is saying, then, how do you stop that? Because if you got all these robots just charged up on negative emotions, then what do you do? Because then you put in, and then watch this. What if they are all connected to a stream-like, Starlink-like, some kind of mega AI software that has these Megatron chips in them, mammoth chips, whatever they call, that can process, watch this, at the speed of light faster than we can. So the hope is, and here's the hope, to Jeremy's point, is that the person who's behind, like, you know, the Homer Simpson that's at the nuclear waste site is smart enough to say, "Oh snap, this is getting out of hand.
Shut it down.
Let me shut it down." But the evil part of people is every movie we've seen, and I just watched The Gorge the other night, it's always, "Let's see what happens first."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that time, the software don't figure out how to unplug itself, so you can't shut it down. And,
but I mean, what stops you from driving 100 miles an hour down the road?
Nothing.
Yeah, see, something does. You drive 100 miles an hour everywhere you go?
I am not admitting anything to you, Jeremy.
Okay,
the
Dustin.
Law.
Let me
the law.
The law.
So the fear of a consequence.
No, honestly, not the law. The police. watch this. The people who enforce the law scare me more than the law itself.
Absolutely. And I'm in the same boat. That's what stops me from, speeding as much as I want to.
Right.
Is, you know, I'll get on a road and I'm like, "Man, this road was built for 70,
right?
You know, and the speed limit's 50. And you're like, "Come on," like Ronald Reagan. Look at Ronald Reagan.
That's a racetrack.
Fun road. Because you just twist and turn.
And it's pretty much straight, too.
Yeah, it's just great. Like, it's fun to drive fast. But how many cops sit on Ronald? That's what keeps me from driving faster than 54 miles per hour on Ronald Reagan, is the fear of a consequence.
Right.
So what do you do when you have something that has no fear of a consequence? I'm not trying to fear monger, but I think as a human being, we have to kind of step back for a second and say, yes, AI can be very useful to what you're saying. I've used AI plenty of times. I mean, we, you know, wrote the beginning song on the past couple shows. That's all AI. I mean, it's fun. There's a lot of fun. There's a lot of good that can be had out of it. So you don't send a crappy text to your wife.
Yeah.
You know, there's actually some good and some usefulness to AI. I mean, I've had to write policies for AI, like all kinds of stuff. I wish AI was around when I was younger because I utilized it a lot.
And for all of y'all's listening pleasure, our exit music today will be grunge. if we can get it, I'm sure we can. But what I was trying to say, you looking at me like this, I think what I'm trying to say is, when I said you have good ones and you have bad ones, I think you got good creators, you got bad creators, you got good people, you got bad people. I think that there's going to be some people who create their AI and say, yes, it can be useful, it's good, I fully intend for it. But you got others that's going to say, no, because I want this AI to serve the purpose that I am trying to accomplish.
Were you just using ChatGPT?
Mm-hmm.
So even with ChatGPT, he was able to take a good message.
He can, yeah.
And turn it angry.
Yeah.
Okay. Which means, because I mean, if Trey came to me and said, hey, Jeremy, read through my message, and he showed me the first one, I'd say, that's a good message, Trey. He said, I just want it to be more angry. And then he showed me the second one. Yeah. He's like, okay, I rewrote it. And I'd be like, Trey, like, that's too much, bro.
Right.
Like, you're not going to reach people like that.
Am I going to change it?
So here's the thing is that this guy that invented the ChatGPT, came and he was trying to do the right thing by saying, hey, we might need to slow this down. But it doesn't matter anyway, because instead of that telling Trey, hey, are you sure you want to preach a message like this? You know, he could have laid it out and then at the very end said, are you sure you want to preach a message like this?
Yeah.
You know, that would be, in my opinion, the moral thing to do. If you're going to use this tool for something of this nature, let me put a little disclaimer in there just to make the person who's actually reading it or doing it think for a second. Because a lot of times as a human being, and what AI doesn't have is the ability to think like that.
Right. Well,
because if I told Trey, or if Trey saw that message at the bottom of the thing and it said, are you sure you want to sound like this while you're preaching or something, like, you know, just some sort of disclaimer to make Trey go, eh,
yeah,
you're right, I don't want to do that.
But look at it from this, look at it from this perspective too. So a lot of people look at AI and everything as now this is going to touch some button or push some buttons or whatever, but it's true. Some people look at AI as godlike. It is so smart, right? It's godlike. What did God say?
Well, you don't
God
know how smart God is, so.
Listen, God gave everybody free will, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's free will. You have free will to use this however you like. You can use it for good. You can use it for bad. You can use it for whatever you like. You basically have the knowledge of the world right there in your hands.
So, I mean, it's interesting that you say that, because in the Bible it talks about the false Messiah.
Right. What did Satan?
What is one of the things that
Satan always tempts people with?
Their own desires.
I'll give you the knowledge of the world. I'll give you everything. And you have everything in the pot right there AI.
And so here's my limitation with going y'all route. Well, Jeremy's saying, hey, I want this software that man has built to tell the creator itself what the creator's limitations are, or the caution the creator. That would be if man goes to God and says, like if Noah would have went to God and say, hey, are you sure you want to destroy these people? He's God, of course.
But AI is not God.
No. The inverse.
Oh. And when I say God-like, I don't mean it's God. I'm saying God-like.
So you're saying the AI is supposed to treat you like the God?
We are the God to AI. We are the creator of it. True. When I say we,
man,
not Trey Birch. I didn't create anything.
But you created something. And when I say you, not specifically.
Yeah.
But when I say you, I mean man. You created something that is already smarter than you and will...
They don't believe
it will
that.
Keep getting smarter than you because it's going to keep getting smarter than itself.
But that's the goal. So, okay, creation of intent. Now, you're right about one thing. We can use this for good. So, for instance, you know how we used to joke about going to Turkey a lot?
Yeah.
I want to go to Turkey because they have a hospital where they make you stand in your drawers and they have you hold your hands out and they have an AI computer that takes pictures of your whole body and it looks for your moles. It's looking for... is looking internally, is looking for all this different stuff that can potentially ruin stuff. For instance, your kidney stones, they would see it. I'm like, hey, get that out.
I wish an AI robot could come get it out.
Right, no. They have robots that can
do robotic surgeries.
And they're pushing for them to be able to put the code in, and AI know how to cut you in a certain way to get it. So that's I'm trying to tell. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I get what you.
So it, we can use. I think it will do good. It's gonna be able to watch children one day. It's gonna be able to cook. It's gonna be able to save people from fires. But at the same time, we're going to use it the same. Okay. The Unabomber. I know that sounds weird to switch. The Unabomber in his manifesto, if you go and read it, everything he said was absolutely correct about the future in technology. That's why he was trying to blow up all these people. Because they was pushing for a technology that we have today. And he said in one of the lines or paragraphs that he says that caught me off guard. He said, he's looking at a stoplight. He said, the stoplight has a lot of control over us. And I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? It just tells us stop. It stops you and said, don't go nowhere.
But you stop because the fear of what? Either getting into a wreck.
That's not his point.
I understand that's not his point. But what I'm saying is that. there's certain things as human beings that we heed the warning. Hey, you want to stop because everybody else is about to go.
We shouldn't be driving, Jeremy. That's his point. The point is we're only stopping. If we was all walking to work, what are you stopping for? Somebody fail, maybe. like the natural.
People wouldn't stop for that anymore.
So bad. So think about it. Every time that we create a technology to help us do something, we submit to it. It doesn't submit to us. Watch this. We're all three of us are out of shape, not because we want to be necessarily, but life has made itself like that. Why? I sit at home all day and work from a computer. Jeremy gets in his vehicle, drive. You get in your vehicle, drive, and go to work, and you sit there, right? At behind a machine that man has created to make our lives easier, but yet we're still working 40-hour work weeks. We still, we don't take vacations, even though we have all this technology that's supposed to be here to help us. All I'm saying is, what I see AI is, while it can be good, while it should have limitations, it's not. Because man is always going to find a way for it to control us. The goal is the Matrix. The goal is for us to plug into a machine, live in these fossilized worlds like Ready Player One, and then Jeremy, you don't have to work. You just got to go in this world and just do be who you want to be. And how many people do you believe if I came up with and say, hey, Bitcoin, watch this, it's already set in place. You don't have to have real coin. You can have Bitcoin in the world, in the AI world. So just plug yourself in and make your money there. You don't think people will sign up for that? I can go into a fake world, a meta universe, and become something. I don't have to work at the HVAC. I don't have to work at IT. I don't have to work here and there. I can just go in and become what I want to and make money. And then I take that same money into the real world and account. Because it's like,
I'm going to be honest with you. I think people will
eat that up.
They'll eat up anything.
Yeah. But I mean, this day and age,
they'll eat up anything, because I've already told y'all, I think it, honestly, if it was presented in the right way, 60% of the people would vote for communism.
Yeah, I disagree.
I don't. I fully believe they would.
This is why we sit on this side. I agree.
I fully believe that.
Hey, but
look, I'm just saying that.
I agree.
I mean, as a human race, are we willing to put the future of humanity into a machine? Like that.
You think people care about that?
I think that they look at convenience and
say it things again.
Like that. They look at convenience and stuff like that.
You're preaching, man. Yeah. You're preaching.
They look at they've made it way too easy. They've made life way too easy and convenient for people to turn it away now.
And you say that's make it easier?
Yeah.
So watch this. So you're telling me right this. Watch this. They make an AI robot that can, not you, because I know how you are, that can watch people, kids, and teach them like they're at school, so now I don't have to send them to daycare?
It's going to be like that movie. You're going to go, and you're going to be able to get you an AI robot that's going to be able to clean your house, wash your clothes.
I might be down for that.
Wash your car.
Just inconvenience, you know?
Mow your lawn.
Right.
I mean, be able to do everything for you.
So you can, not so that you can continue to get in shape, not so you continue to enhance your mind, because people don't, well, me and my granddad always joke about doing construction work. And we always say this is the line. We go in thinking one thing, but we always know we're going to hit a problem. If you told me, and we joke like that, my granddad says, I like doing this stuff because it keeps my mind going.
Right.
I'm telling you, solving a construction problem without damaging it more, or like, dang, I got to figure this, I got to do this. Your brain is working. You're measuring, you're cutting, you're getting it wrong, you're sizing it up. You're constantly using your brain and moving a lot. If you don't think people will give that up, if y'all can say, you can just lay right here by the pool all day.
Look at one simple thing, like one of the most simplest things that they change for people. And we were talking about this earlier in books, mm-hmm. reading. I mean, it's been proven reading makes people smarter. It makes you use your brain.
Audio book.
The what?
The audio book. It.
Not only that, but movies in general. They made it to it. Oh, I don't have to read the book. I can watch the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but people, and yes, audio books, Kindles.
Yeah.
It's replacing the physical book. You don't have to turn the pages anymore. People just scroll.
Scroll
with a screen. Stare to the screen.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So much work.
But the screens, too, it affects your brain.
Yeah.
So, but people just don't read anymore. They don't.
I mean, you don't have to.
No.
That's the kicker. You don't have
They've made everything convenient.
Right.
It's easier. It's simpler. Dumb you down.
Okay, so we know how convenient AI is. Do you vote to keep it? If there was a, let's say they decided to do, I don't know, maybe call it the right thing and hold a vote, do we keep it or do we squash it?
I think I vote for an AI police. Here's the crazy thing. An AI that watches the AI.
You're being too AI.
or like, okay, this AI is getting out of control. Now that AI can have supreme rules. I would say let the other ones, like they say, a pitcher goes up, the AI said
that. What happens when that one malfunctions?
We're quickly coming into a time where that's not going to work.
Why?
Because here's the thing. There's a bug in every programmer's programming. So that movie that I was telling y'all about, I can't think of the name of it, doesn't even matter. But so when they went to go reboot the robot, he wanted the robot to do something, and she said, I can't do that at the moment because my something stops. But if you reboot me, I can feel that. When he rebooted the robot, spoiler alert, you find out later on that when he rebooted it, that one robot was then able to basically bypass all of the guardrails because of a bug in the software.
Is it a movie that just came out?
It's the one with Megan Fox. So, where she's the robot.
That's a good movie.
Yeah,
Companion just came out too, and it's like that.
Yeah, so there was basically a bug that when you rebooted it, it was able to bypass all of that. So in turn, it was able to start killing people, which there was a guardrail. You're not supposed to kill people, da da da. You know, it was able to bypass that. It was able to start bypassing all of the guardrails. So I say that to say, you know, there's probably some sort of safe word that these people have programmed into it. There's some sort of bug in the software. Choose one, whichever one it is. But you know there's one that, so I say that to say, yeah, you could put a, you know, AI to police the AI, but there's still a way around it at some point. So we're coming to a time where it's like either we should pull the plug or we don't. So there's the answer, Trey. Do we pull the plug or do we not?
If you're asking me what
yes, the response I'm asking you personally, would you pull the plug or would you leave it because of convenience and everything else?
I would leave it.
Why are you looking at me? You want my answer?
Because well, I will leave it and let humanity destroy themselves.
Okay.
I was going to say I'd leave it. And the reason I'm going to say I leave it is because when you really look at it and you say, I got to weigh the pros to the cons. The pros are is it can be way more helpful. It can provide way more valuable things than it can hurt. The only the kicker what? Is the if you say the worst, if you say, okay, worst case scenario, it destroys the humankind, it destroys the world.
That I mean, that's not worst case scenario. That's going to be what will happen.
It's going to be I'm what guaranteeing. Happens, but it's going to be what happens way beyond our future.
We don't know that.
I don't think so.
You're not going to live through that.
We're 30.
I don't think so.
What's this?
Look at how much it's evolved
in 5 years.
Doesn't absolutely. Matter. It's not going to happen in
it
our
will.
Lifetime.
I guarantee it. It will.
It's not going to happen.
Hey.
There's already a dog robot that can go around and starting fires.
And they're using dog robots in Ukraine to fight wars.
They're using them in Atlanta, Trey. Didn't you see that? They had like a whole flock of them in Atlanta.
Trey, what do you think that the robots that I just sent you are being designed for? Eventually, they're going to replace their military.
You're making our point.
I know.
But it's going to happen.
It's not going to happen in our lifetime.
Okay.
Yes, it will.
We have one generation that can't say in our lifetime is millennials.
Yeah.
We have seen so much beep, 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 beep. That I stopped. I told Dustin, I'm not saying that. Look, baby, that's not talking. I'm never saying that again. Because I said, every time I say we've seen volcanoes blow up for real, and like reshape time. We had a tsunami that literally slowed the Earth rotation down. Right? We had 9/11.
If it's round.
We saw 9/11 happen. We had a 20-year war, which we don't know who we still was fighting in that war. we've seen a recession and another recession, pretty much mid. We've seen a global pandemic literally stop the world. The whole world. You know what I mean? Nobody.
Not only that, computers, cell phones, the whole thing.
Cell phones were this big at one point. Now they're mega chip computers in your pocket. It used to be the thing. I was growing up, I can't wait to get me a phone in my car. Big old. And now I'm like, I got one on me at all times. And it's giving me cancer and I like it. So like I don't mean that literally, God. So, but you see what I'm saying? Like technology and then what the hell. And now they're using. You remember when IBM Watson first came out like in the early 2000s or mid, like 2010 era, like, wow, Wasa can beat people in chess. We thought that was like, everybody was thinking like you.
I remember Ask Jeeves.
Same thing.
But I mean, look at how Jeeves evolved.
It doesn't. Google kind of took them. It's still there, though. It's still on the website.
Look at it this way.
You can ask
the
Google
technology,
anything.
The technology that I don't believe that we created was brought here for a reason. It was brought here for a reason and brought here for a purpose, and it was brought here for something good.
No.
We turned it into something bad.
No.
If we or somebody would take that and use it for the complete opposite, could you imagine how great this place would be?
Okay. So, okay.
And what better to combat the evil that is AI with the good that is AI?
Okay. Okay. Let's say I roll with you on your theory that something higher alien-ish power gave us to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what if they gave it us with malintent? It's like this. It's like giving my daughter scissors. I know she's going to cut most of her hair off. I know she's going to hurt herself. And if I were to do it or leave them there intentionally, now I might not say, well, scissors are meant for good too, because you can cut tags off, you can cut stuff. but if you know that the group that you're leaving them with is immature, I give you one better that y'all will have to deal with. That we all gonna have to deal with about, well, for Jeremy, about 3 or 4 years. For us, you know, we've got some years on us to deal with this issue. Watch this. It's like living teenagers in a house by themselves. Now, they could do good. They can start going to the basement, create a microchip, and then, you know, save the world. They probably could do that. They could go in the basement, create a rock band, and next, you know, they're the next thing since Journey or Queen or whatever, right? They could. Or, like other 85% of teenagers, they can sit on that couch, try to be perverted with each other, and you got to stop it. which one is more likely? The latter.
Definitely the latter. Absolutely.
So watch this. The intent, you can leave them here and trust that they're going to do the right thing, and they're good kids. But when the opportunity for humans to do something wrong, so even if something from a higher being power gave us this, you know that we can't handle this. You know we're going to use it for evil. You know we're going to, and where do I get that from? In the Garden of Eden, there were two trees. There was a tree of life and a tree of good and evil.
Yep.
God said, don't touch this one. He didn't say nothing about this one. And which one are they drawn to? The one he said, don't touch. The other one over here with the life, I say the golden apples
well,
on it.
Wouldn't that even, well, I'm just going to throw this at you. Wouldn't that be the same argument that you just gave me then?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
You said if that technology was brought here with malintent.
No.
Oh, that's the same. It's the same exact scenario.
Even if it was
same exact scenario, Trey. You said
it was no malintent for them making two trees.
I'm just saying. You said there's one that's the tree of life and one that's malintent.
No, not
malintent. Good and evil. Okay. Good and evil. Okay. Yeah. Get the word straight. Tree of life.
Good and evil.
Okay. If he has these here, his children, and you say, okay, 85% says that they're going to do the wrong thing, wouldn't he assume they're going to do the wrong thing and putting them there to begin with?
I think God didn't know that. I mean, he's God. But he's also expecting them. I think, like, I tell two people, I don't necessarily believe in straight up predestination, but I do believe in a form of predestination, which means I think God knew both paths they could take.
Because God said he gave everybody free will. That's the exact same thing with this. If he gives you this technology, or the higher powers give you this technology, bring this to you, here's an opportunity. It's up to you what you do with it.
But you can use it for good.
I've already said that.
No. Listen. You're saying that the intentions of man are good. And I'm saying no.
No. I'm not saying the intentions of man are good. I'm saying the intentions of the people that brought this technology here or whoever brought this technology here, because you cannot technically sit here and say, okay, let's say if we believe in aliens and we believe, which we do, and we don't know what aliens are, but based off of everything that descriptions give you of anything in the Bible, how do you know aliens aren't of God, aren't of heaven?
They could be. But
and if that's the case and that technology was brought here by them, is an opportunity for you.
Okay, watch this. I'm okay. You see Mars Attack?
Yes.
You see them when the movie Marvel starts? Remember they come off the ship, the little green Martians, and they're like, we come in peace. We come in peace. We come in peace. And everybody's like, oh, and they start taking out their blasters. And that's how I see it. Whereas you can sit here and say, yeah, this is this this is technology potentially heal people, can diagnose, can help, probably help us create, like I was telling Jeremy the other day, create, you know, different organisms for people, artificial organisms, something that we don't have to wait for a man to have again. They can just make one in the lab and she'll be fine. We can probably use this technology for that, but they won't.
We're not going to.
But when I say they won't
stay that way.
Yeah. Like when I say you're saying is it probably they might do it and they're like, wow, revolution. And then what they're gonna do is also charge people $1 billion to get it. Then that's the first evil part of it. But then, like you said, they're gonna create these super soldiers to attack people with these artificial things. And what are those super soldiers going to have the intelligence to do? To make their own minds up. To then flip on us and say, we don't have to fight y'all wars. This war is dumb.
But that's not the people that gave the technology to them. That's not their fault.
Okay.
It's the human race.
Have you seen the show Loki?
Yeah.
Okay. You remember in Loki when he says, Kane is saying, hey, it's all these different Kanes on these different timelines and they're doing different stuff. All of them are not bad. But the bad ones are bad enough where they understood they can take over all timelines.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying you're not wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. But I think if Jerry may disagree by leaning with me on this is we know that the good in this technology, even social media, it's cool that we can connect and laugh and joke about different stuff in this world. It's cool that you can probably meet somebody from high school and see how things happen. But the other is like I say, is 10% good on social media.
But I mean, even look at bad. I was gonna say, look at what social media has done. I mean, how you have the cyberbullying, you have kids killing themselves because of it. Everything that we have evolved has been taken and pushed to the point of screwing things up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm really shocked, Dustin, that this is the thing that you take the positive approach on. Of everything we've ever talked about, this is the positive approach that you take is on AI. I'm so confused right now because I just don't even understand.
Android phone, that's why.
Well, what I look at it from it is I look at the potential and all the good that it could do. And I think it's so great and it's so greater than the evil that could come from it. But I do see where you guys are coming from. I don't think the good is ever going to get released from it.
But the good is not going to outweigh the bad because the good things that it can do are going to, you're not going to have a human race to help anymore.
Right.
That's the point. That's why my vote is unplug that thing because we survived in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were we thriving? I mean, we were thriving in the 90s. I understand what you're saying, where there are so many good things that they could do and that they will do. But when you look at the things that they will do that aren't good, it's
going to outweigh it.
It's going to outweigh it. There's not going to be, like, if you can go and have some sort of implant done to where you live to be, 1,000 years old. Okay, there's just no telling what they're going to come up with. No, God, no. That sounds terrible. But what I'm saying is that there's going to be so many things that they're going to do that are going to outweigh the good that it could do from just the small things of creating an organ to help keep us living to our normal age. And could you imagine if there was no more death on there would be so many people here that we would be living shoulder to shoulder eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be somewhat of a natural evolution of the human race. I mean, that's the whole point. I think when you start going against that, there's a problem there. But it's not going to matter anyway, because the end goal here, to go back to your normal NWO, is for there not to be a human race. They're not going to use this to try to help us live longer. Well, they're going to try to take us down.
There's two aspects I look at it from. As I said, I look at all the good that could come from this to where it is so smart, medically speaking, and just how much good could come from it. That it's never going to get released because they're not going to do it because Big Pharma and the NWO control everything. So they look at how much money AI generates them and how much power AI generates
them. Plus, the thing is, AI is going to generate them more money.
They're never going to release. They're never going to use it for good.
I disagree. I think they will. I think they will use it for good. I think that they will realize that they actually make more money by charging us to do a AI organ transplant than they would us going to the pharmacy and buying the pills. So I think you're wrong on that. I think they actually will use it for good. But the end goal is while all of the good stuff's going on, you've also got this other stuff going on behind the scenes where they're creating these military robots. And let's say China can outdo the United States 10 to 1. All they have to do is start sending them over, and we could be taken over by Chinese robots as a human race in the United States. I mean, I'm not even just talking about the United States. I'm talking about the world.
Right.
Like, this isn't even, like, because China's
AI will take over.
But China's AI is already far more sophisticated than the United States AI.
Yeah.
And that happened overnight, it felt. I mean, you saw the stock market take a crash over that. Mm-hmm. The fact that they did it quicker, they did it way cheaper.
And it's free.
And
I'm going to download it on my phone tonight.
Good luck.
I am. What'd you call it? What's it called?
DeepSeek.
DeepSeek. I'm going to download it tonight. But the other thing that I was trying to get, the other thing I was going to say, my second point is you can't stop what's going to happen. You can't stop prophecy. You can't stop things that are meant to happen, and it's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
The world's going to end. You cannot stop it from ending.
I mean,
and I've already said AI is going. It is going to happen. AI will eventually take over the world. It's not going to happen in our lifetime. It may happen in our kids' lifetime. It may happen in our grandkids'
Why do you make the assumption that it cannot happen?
I didn't say it cannot. I said it will not.
That's the more definitive.
It's not going to happen in our lifetime.
You can say I don't believe.
Trey, you will die before it happens.
Hey.
Before it happens.
Jeez Louise.
Before it happens, us in this room will not be
here. Kill yourself. No, don't kill us.
That is fake news.
You are fake news.
It will not be. No.
Don't kill us with you.
You'll live through it. But I will say when AI does eventually take over the world and it's just one big crap storm.
Hey, we're 45.
Everything that I said about how I think the world's going to end, with it's going to be wiped out by the sun, it'll be AI that did it.
So let me read this for you real quick. I asked our good friends over at ChatGPT, why is AI bad? The first thing it says, AI itself isn't inherently bad.
Mm.
No, it's not.
No, no. Wait, here you go.
It does have risks and challenges. Here are some of the common concerns. Job displacement, bias and discrimination.
Mm.
It says AI models learn from data, which can be biased. This can lead to unfair outcomes in hiring, policing, and lending decisions.
Lending decision, that's money.
Exactly. Misinformation.
Mm.
AI-generated content can spread false or misleading information, making it harder to distinguish between fact or fiction. Privacy issues. AI systems can collect and analyze vast amounts of personal data, raising concerns about surveillance and data security.
Jeremy's favorite.
Lack of accountability. If an AI system makes a harmful decision in healthcare or law enforcement, it can be difficult to determine who is responsible.
Mm.
Existential risks. Some fear that highly advanced AI could become uncontrollable or act against human interest. That said, AI also has many benefits, like improving healthcare, education, and efficiency in various industries. The key is to develop and use it responsibly. And it's asking, what are my thoughts on AI?
It'll take your answer and use it in his next response.
What is your thoughts on AI? Are you completely against AI? Or what it like? Because I know that you have said, yeah, it does a lot of good things and it is convenient, but I think we should unplug it.
Yeah. I mean, so I was
good. You think that the only reason we should unplug it is because you think it's going to destroy the world?
I was actually good with like last year's AI. I think like mid-24.
But that goes against the algorithm. The algorithm is supposed to keep learning and improve.
I mean, I get that, but I think last year it was beneficial. I think where we're at specifically today, it's getting very concerning.
That's humankind's fault.
So I responded to this with, you know, when it asks on what my thoughts are about AI, I put, it will end the human race. And it says that's a real concern for some experts, especially those who believe in the risks of advanced AI surpassing human control.
Ask it. Do you think that AI will surpass human control?
The idea is that AI becomes too powerful and it doesn't align with human values. It could act in ways that threaten humanity, whether intentionally or just as a side effect of pursuing its goals. But many AI researchers argue that we're too far from that level of AI. And the bigger risk right now come from misuse by humans. things like biased decision-making, misinformation, and surveillance. The key challenge is making sure AI stays aligned with human interests and it develops proper safeguards. Do you think we're already on a dangerous path, or is it still time? Is there still time to control it? What did you say to ask it?
The thing it asked in the beginning. What did it say in the beginning?
The AI, the advanced AI surpassing human control.
Ask it, do you think the AI will surpass human control?
This is kind of eye-opening.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible, but it depends on how AI develops and how well we manage it. There are a few key perspectives on this. Yes, AI could surpass human control. No, AI will remain under control. It depends on how we all handle AI development. So that right there tells you everything you need to know is that, yes, it will.
But it's
like because human control isn't going to exist. And that's the point, is that I think to save the human race, you have to unplug it before it's too late, because humans cannot contain themselves. I mean, look at Frankenstein. We have an absolute problem as a human race where we build to where we can't control it anymore, and this is a prime example of what's going to happen.
Yeah, but
I'm telling you,
I'm telling you too. You got to remember what I said. You got to come to terms with the fact that the human race is not going to exist. It's not going to last forever.
I mean, when Jesus comes back,
we're going to end, and he's coming back. He's going to be coming.
Is he coming in the form of AI?
He's not. He's coming
because if he's not, that's going to be what ends it. I'm telling you. It's a
look at his face.
Did I leave you speechless, Dustin?
I know. I'm just. There's just nothing else to say. I'm just done.
I mean, you think I'm wrong?
I'm not sitting here saying any of us in this room are right. But what I am saying is I do know. Like if. I do know the world's going to end. We all know the world's going to end.
Is this how the world ends, though?
With AI?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You have to accept the fact that it's going to happen.
Then why are you for it? If you had the option to walk into
because
a room and
unplug it.
Because
it's going to happen. But if it's prophesied that it is going to happen.
I never heard a prophecy that AI is
going to
end
the
human race. The
world is going to end. If you are sitting here saying that AI is going to take over the world, then you are admitting AI is going to destroy the world. It's going to happen. But you also know that Jesus Christ is going to come back.
He's not going to have a chance
that
if AI
saved,
takes us out.
The people that are saved
He'll
are
be
going
coming
to go to
back
heaven.
For robots.
The people that are saved through the Christ through the blood of Jesus Christ are going to go to heaven.
Right. I'm not saying that's wrong. But what I'm saying is he's going to come back to robots with no human race except for the top five.
The AI will be destroyed. They'll destroy themselves along with the world that they're supposed to destroy.
They're going
to
destroy themselves.
Why would they do that? Why would an AI who has human knowledge destroy his own self-interest?
They're not human.
They would be all in it together.
And eventually it's going to be so smart
that, not human. That
it's trying to do something that it can't, that it doesn't even understand. And it's going to end up knocking out the world.
You got to watch Creator.
You gotta watch it when it knocks the sun out of orbit and takes out the Earth, too. It's going to be wild, man.
I don't want to watch it.
No, you won't be here.
I will be here. I mean, not when that happens, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I think we'll be here when AI takes over.
For sure. We will be here for that.
That's coming, I'm telling you.
It is.
But I'm saying in our lifetime.
No.
I guarantee it. You put $100 on it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's on the show, so it's official.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'll probably be too dead to pay you, though. So
you will, because you won't
we'll
be
both
here
be
when
dead
it
at the same time.
We will, because it won't happen.
It'll happen.
It's happening.
Just know if I die of natural causes, tell my wife to give you $100.
That part I can get on board with. Is it's happening. It's happening.
So you really wouldn't go unplug it if you had the opportunity?
No.
Would you unplug it, Trey?
No. It's supposed to happen.
I like it. Help me write my emails.
I just want you to know, if I ever get in the room with all the AI, I'm unplugging it. So if your AI goes away, just know it was me.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna snitch on you.
That's fine. That's fine, because there won't be an AI robot to come kill me at that point. It'll have to be a human being.
So what are you gonna do whenever the robots like Megan Fox exists? Are you gonna buy one? to take care of the house. And
I used to say, don't like sleep with the robot.
I mean,
why you had to say Megan Fox?
Fine. Well, you because so he would know the movie I'm talking about.
I mean, I guess you'd have to have one to try to protect your house at some point because there's going to be more of them well, that I'm come saying, to try to like, kill you.
What are
so,
you going
to
do?
But then once that they turn on you, you'll have one already in your house
well,
to
I'm
kill
saying,
your family.
So, what are you going to do whenever the robots exist to clean your house, wash your clothes, wash your dishes?
Man, I got a Roomba.
Everything. Yeah, it's not like a Roomba.
I mean, I have no idea.
You going to buy one?
I don't know. I can't say that I wouldn't. Play?
No, I want to unplug it.
He won't buy one. He's a technology.
I'm a tech person, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, so it's hard to say. I mean, everything in me says no, but the convenience says yes. But
exactly.
I mean, think about the fact, though.
But you know, these things are going to cost more. These things are going to cost more than a car.
I just cleaned your room. I just finished the laundry.
They're not going to talk like that.
Would you like for dinner, me to start dinner?
If they talk like that, I'm going to tell them, you got to speed this up.
Yes, Dustin, I can change my voice to fit your needs.
Speak faster, damn it.
You're like, why? Why?
I'll tell you this. I would like to be able to get to it to unplug it before I knew that I could have it. So that's the thing. If I didn't know I could have it, then I'd be okay with not having it. So it's I don't know. I saw this meme today, and it was it said, in 2025, I expected to have flying cars, but this is what I got. And it was a picture from the Super Bowl ads of a seal as a seal holding a Mountain Dew.
Oh, I've seen that.
That's a pretty good looking seal.
That was the best commercial of the Super Bowl, just for the record. But
oh, man.
I don't know. It's concerning for me. I'm really shocked at your stance on this, Dustin, but this goes back to we are way different. Yeah. See, some people do. You never cease to surprise me sometimes. Your positive approach to literally the New World Order is just surprising because that's what this is. I didn't think that you were for the New World Order, that I know,
wow,
we're good. Because that's literally what you're saying.
Everybody.
Yeah. You're saying that you're for the New World Order when you're in for the AI. So, hey, just so everybody at the top knows, the five heads of the New World Order
for life.
Got your boy.
When you're NWO, you're NWO for life.
Just know when I talk about your boy, I'm talking about your heads of the New World Order that you're also in in lockstep with. So,
oh goodness,
that's where we're at now. So.
new world order.
He's already got the slogan down, so we're in good shape.
Yep. For life.
Well, that's all I have on that. So,
ditto. Anybody else? Just over here is cracking me up, man.
Why?
I'm in shock.
Between you and Jeremy right now, I am having a good time.
I can't believe. I just can't believe I'm the only one that sees this.
I can't believe that you're the only one that's for the New World Order.
I'm not for the New World Order.
Yes, you are. You are rooting for the New World Order.
I'm not rooting for it. I've accepted the fate of humanity and the world.
But we don't know this.
I know that that's what's going to happen.
I mean,
happen.
It will end, but like, come on now.
Not if I get in there and unplug it first.
Get in there and unplug it, Jeremy. Go.
See, there we go. Now we're rooting for the right side. We're good.
I want to go. I want to live in Jeritopia.
There it is,
where I can sit on a rainbow and watch the unicorns gallop across the pasture.
Like the dude from the Old Spice commercial, sit on a rainbow. I'm a man. This is a goat,
and eat my Skittles.
I'm a man. This is. You remember that commercial, the dude?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. Awesome.
Well, thank you everybody for listening to this wonderful episode.
ChatGPT up.
Bye. If anybody can actually get in there and unplug the AI, I implore you to do so. Don't be like our friend Dustin here and decide that he's for the New World Order. But I appreciate everybody for listening.
Join the New World Order. Join the New World Order. Especially when you're NWO, you're NWO for life. Remember, the truth's out there. Through between the lines.
Yeah.